cosmology could always be interchanged with applied metaphysics, that is, the metaphysical dimensions of the ecological crisis about which I wish to speak. As Professor Thompson just said, almost everyone who has been speaking about the ecological crisis during the last decade or so has concentrated on such problems as overpopulation, lack of resources, and so forth and so on, hoping that through a few programs of an economic or technological kind, the disasters which the missile